Welcome to another Outlet at Home experience. I'm Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet Community Church, and I am so honored to be able to come wherever you are in the world today. Hey, if you could do me a favor and let me know where you're tuning in from, it always blesses us to see where this broadcast is reaching. If you're watching the replay or you're listening to the audio podcast, thank you so much for being a part of our experience on today. But I have the privilege of kicking off our new series called The First 31. And I believe with all my heart that if we can dedicate the first portion of our year or a concentrated part of our life to giving God honor and really preferring His way of doing things, I believe truly we will unlock and access supernatural aid and assistance that's going to help us through whatever season that we find ourselves in. And so if you have your Bible today, I encourage you to go along with me because we are going to walk through the Word of God and lay a solid foundation that we'll build upon through our daily prayers that we'll hold during the week, Monday through Friday. It'll be from 7 to 7:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on the weekends, we get together to pray for 15 minutes on Saturday and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. And it's just something about having a check-in and a checkpoint as we're in the seasons of prayer. For those of you who are participating in the fasting component as well, it just helps to recharge your spirit and allow you to hear direct insight and understanding from God. As we were closing out last year, the Lord really encouraged me to take some quality time to get instruction from Him. And I'm so glad that I did and was able to really hear about what's coming upon the earth today. And I believe that God is calling us to be innovators rather than just merely adapters. See, it takes nothing to adapt to the circumstances that you're in, because if you don't adapt, then you will cease to exist. But there's another level that I want to introduce, which is a level of innovation. That's innovation in your calling, innovation in your purpose, innovation on your job, innovation in your marriage, innovation with your family. Everything about you innovating and building upon and creating new ways that are effective and efficient to really maximize this thing that we have called the gift of today. And so if you have your Bibles, join me in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 is going to be our foundational text for this particular series. And I want you to listen to the words of it, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." We want to focus today on wisdom is the principal thing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you in this moment and in this time that you are with me, that you are meeting every person that is just ready to dig in into your word and into your scripture. God, I'm asking for your revelation to meet us here, that it's not just my mere mortal words, but Holy Spirit, I am completely decreasing so you can flow through us. For you have a specific message at a specific time for your people. And I'm asking, God, that I deliver it and be obedient to your call on my life today. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was preparing this message, I came across the history of the Panama Canal. And what I found interesting about the Panama Canal is that it was a passageway that had been in the work for hundreds of years. In fact, some historians believe as early as the 1500s. They knew they needed a passageway that allowed cargo ships to go from the Atlantic coast all the way to the Pacific coast. Well, after the 1800 failed attempt by the French to create the Panama Canal, the United States government was able to begin construction in 1904. And as they began construction of the Panama Canal, it took hundreds of millions of dollars. In that time, it was about $350 million to create this canal over 10 years. It was truly a monumental task, a monumental feat. And the Panama Canal today is known as one of the seven wonders of the world. But something happened as cargo ships began to increase in size, as demand for product began to increase, and people wanted to get what they needed in a timely manner. You see, without this canal, the trip to go from the Atlantic coast all the way to Pacific coast going across land was absolutely impossible. So it was a mere feat and a mere task that they were able to have that option. But as ships began to increase, there was a demand to also increase the size or the capacity of that canal. And in 2016, that expansion was completed. And it took the Panama Canal's ability from being able to access a certain type of cargo and a certain size of ship to now being able to operate 96% of the ships that are in process and in our commission today. And as I was looking at the construction and the expansion of the Panama Canal, I began to think about all the things that we believe that God has called us to do in our life, all the things that we're praying for, all the things that we know that God is asking, but they just seem so large. And I was looking at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, and I like to break down word by word by word. And the word wisdom in Proverbs 4, 7 is the Hebrew word chokmah. The Hebrew word chokmah. And that Hebrew word means the capacity of the mind. So hear me, when it comes to us receiving wisdom, what it's really saying is that God wants to increase the capacity of our mind. You see, our lives are impossible to figure out. And the things that you've been able to make it through, the tests and the trials that you've been able to overcome, just the grit that it's taken to get you to where you are today, is truly a task and a feat that needs to be praised, and we need to give God all the glory for that. But what if I told you that there is something greater that God wants to do in your life? What if I told you that your prayers that you've been praying are going to require you to increase the capacity of where you currently are and allow God to be able to funnel His wisdom and His insight to you? Another definition of the word wisdom is the skilled application of knowledge, of understanding, of our experiences, of common sense and insight. And so God during this season wants to download to us a skilled way where we can apply the very things that we know. We can apply our experiences properly, that we can have divine understanding, that we can use common sense and have insight. You see, in corporations and jobs, they're paying people not for those who can just read numbers, but they're paying for people who can interpret the data. What if I told you, wherever you are in the world, that God wants to walk alongside you to help you be one that helps to forecast the trends that are coming upon the earth, where people are looking at you and looking to you saying, how do you know that this is about to happen? And you can only point to the wisdom of God. But in Proverbs chapter 9, if you flip over there now, in verse 1, we'll look at verse 1 and verse 6. It says that this wisdom, this capacity of the mind, this increased capacity, this skilled application is what builds the house. It said that wisdom has carved its seven columns. So wisdom is the foundation. Wisdom is the foundational or the beginning. In verse 6, it says, leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. I believe God is inviting us to rebuild our life. And in fact, that's the title of today's message. God, rebuild my life. Go ahead and type that into the comments. God, rebuild my life. Someone say it out of your mouth just as a declaration and a prayer all at the same time. Say, God, rebuild my life. You know, that can mean different things depending on what season that you're in. By the Spirit of God, while I'm communicating this to you, I hear some of you saying, I'm too far along to have to rebuild. I don't know if I have what it takes to rebuild. I'm not trying to start over. But what if I told you that what God is attempting to get to you is something greater than what you've built thus far? And so He's simply asking you to trust Him with putting the pieces together in your life. As we look at the word in Proverbs 4 and 7, wisdom is the principal thing. I want us now to look at the Hebrew word or principal thing, which is the Hebrew word resit, R-E-S-I-T. Interesting that if you swap the I and E, it'd be reset. But it's resit. And it means it's the law of beginning. It's the law of priority. And in some Hebrew renderings of this word, it also means first fruits. Now, let's think about this concept for a second. That God gives to us his wisdom. And in James, it talks about the wisdom of God is a gift from above. God gives us his priority, meaning that to God, you are a priority. You are not an obligation. And when he gives us his wisdom, it is a symbol of God's first fruit. Now, in church, we've talked about first fruit offerings financially, and typically the ideology or the philosophy behind the first fruit offering means I want to give you the very best. So what God is saying is when you're building your life, when you're allowing him to rebuild your life, he is going to give you the very best knowledge, the very best understanding, the very best experience, the very best common sense, the very best insight as a demonstration to you of what it means to offer what's preferred as a priority. And so prioritization is a kingdom law. Making something the first is a kingdom law. Whatever you prefer, you reap the consequence of. If I prefer my spouse in marriage, I'm going to reap the consequence or the benefit of a thriving and a healthy and a loving union. But if I neglect my spouse, if I neglect my finances, if I neglect my relationships, if I neglect what's important, I'm going to reap the consequence of preferring something that is going to hinder me than help me. And so in 2020, when our lives were disrupted and they were upended, we all kind of went into a survival mode for a moment. And I want you to take inventory in your life at how much of a survival mode are you in? A hustle, I'm going to take this into my own hands. I've got to figure this out on my own. And what God is asking us today is, listen, give me all the pieces that you need to figure out so that I can give you the pieces you need to build it right. You know, I'm reminded of a story I've told some of you about my ugly toe. I know, you don't want to hear about it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So my ugly toe is on my right foot, and it's my third toe was born over my middle toe. I know, it's terrible. And I had a light sprain on my ankle when I was about 12 years old, and I went to a podiatrist. And I was in Michigan, and I was at a podiatrist, and I said, well, since he's going to take a look at my right ankle, we might as well go ahead, and maybe there's a brace or something he could put on my toe so that it can straighten up. And all my toes can be in the right direction. So I said, hey, doc, since you're down there, what do you think about taking a look at my toe? He said, and I'm sorry, I have to do accents. This is just what I do. He said, well, son, it is not that simple. You see, your middle toe was born over your second toe. And because it was born over your second toe, I cannot just simply set it. I must first break it and then set it, and then it will heal in the right way. Well, I was 12, and at the time I was like, listen, I've been doing just fine with this toe. You don't have to break nothing. But I thought about in our lives where there have been a lot of dysfunctions that we've been born with or that we've been coping with or that we've been dealing with. And in those dysfunctions, in order for them to be set straight and to get our life back in proper alignment, things have to be broken back down to its simplest form. And when they're broken back down to its simplest form, then they're able to be set in the right direction. And once something is broken down to its simplest form, set in the right direction, that's when healing can take place. That's when healing can begin. And I believe that there are things in our lives that we've been holding on to that God is asking this year, can I break this down in your life? Can I set you where you need to be set? Can I move you where you need to be moved? All so that I can bring my healing into your life. See, I was looking at the book of Nehemiah, and I don't have time to read all 13, 14 chapters, however many chapters in Nehemiah, but it was such an excellent lesson on rebuilding after ruin. And by the Spirit of God, I may be talking to someone right now who is feeling like I've got to rebuild after my life looks like it's in ruins. But when we give our life to God, he does three things. Number one, he rebuilds our life. He reconstructs our life. Number two, he then renews our life and puts things back into place. And number three, he reforms or changes our life. And during reading the book of Nehemiah, you begin to see this tracked throughout the entire book of God's hand in this tapestry, calling people to do things that others are against. You aren't going to be able to walk in line and do things without adversity. You've got to expect some adversity to come and try to stand against what you believe God is calling you to do. But you have to know that I have a divine assignment, and God has given me skillful application of all of his grace so that I can be what he's called me to be. But when God reforms our life, and once we're rebuilt, renewed, and then we're reformed, what he's talking about is, I want to change your social, economical, political, influential standing in this world. So what God is saying is, if you allow me to rebuild your life, I am going to take you from where you are to where you've always dreamed of being, and I'm going to take you through, get this, the process to do it. That's amazing that we just don't pray and then receive what we have been praying for. See, you pray and then you go through a process that cultivates the character to facilitate the capacity to what you've been praying for. But only comes through this kingdom law of prioritization. Matthew 6:33, seek what? First, the kingdom of God and his way of doing things, and all these things will be added to you. Priority is God, and his way our top priority. But if it's not, let me caution you right now. If his way is not your priority, I want to caution you that whatever is your priority is what you're going to reap the benefit of. During our recent recharge session, my wife led it from Proverbs chapter 3. And what she shared was, no thing or person was ever created to maintain the weight of our dependence. Only God can. And if we seek him first, he's gonna, from there, align our entire life the way that it should be. As I close, I'm thinking about Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. Where Paul writes to the church at Ephesus that Christ is our chief cornerstone. A cornerstone there is a point of reference. It's the first stone laid in construction. And it's one of the most important pieces that are needed, because everything that's laid on top of that cornerstone all has to align to that first stone that was put down. This year, at the top of the year, I want to invite you. God says his mercies are new every morning. I want to invite you to deconstruct anything that doesn't look like God in your life. I'm telling you, it might seem scary at the moment, but when the dirt and everything is all clear, the first step is to make Christ your priority. And in Christ alone, everything about your life will end up in proper order. We're going to take this month, and I'm going to show you from the Word of God how to orchestrate and how to build your life with wisdom. How do I rebuild? Simply asking God, God, I need your wisdom in areas where you're confused. You know what? I know what I've been doing, but God, what is your wisdom today? 20 years ago, Keith Getty and Stuart Townend, they wrote a hymn called In Christ Alone. And I want you to listen to these words as I read them to you. The hymn goes, In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Amen. As we enter a time of prayer, for a brief moment, as I've read those lyrics, I want you to listen as these lyrics are now ministered. I want this to be a prayer for your life today. Thank you.
of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, mine all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Oh, there in the ground, his body laid, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious stain, up from the grave he rose.
Such a powerful song that we just heard. And as we close out our experience today, I want to invite you to pray with me. If you're out there and just life is going on and you realize I've built my life on so many different other platforms and foundations, but they haven't solely been in Christ, I want to invite you to pray with me today and make Christ your foundation. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters who are listening to my voice at this time. God, there's no distance in prayer. So I'm asking you to be with them, to strengthen them, to guide them. Father, when all else fades away, let there still only be you. And so, Father, as the deer pants for the water, so our soul longs after you. God, help us. It can be scary to feel like we're starting over, but give us the reassurance that you'll never leave us and that you'll never forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those who have prayed with me. I want to know if you prayed with us. You can simply text the number 770-667-4899 and just simply text, "I prayed with you," and myself and one of our teammates will be here to follow up with you and just take a journey in this process of life. I want to encourage everyone, if you haven't already signed up for our First 31 campaign, we're taking the entire month of January and just saying, God, whatever you want to do, we're asking you to do it through us. We only want God. And so you can go to www.theoutletcommunity.com/31 days. Again, www.theoutletcommunity.com/31 days. All the links that I've just shared are in the notes, and you're able to reach out to us and contact us. We want to thank you so much for being a part of our experience today. We have daily 15-minute recharge prayers to just give you that boost that you need through the weeks or the weekdays. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7:15. And on the weekends at 9:30 a.m. to 9:45. Well, thank you so much. For those who want to participate in giving today, there are three ways to give at The Outlet. You can give online at theoutletcommunity.com/give. Or you can give by texting the number 73256 and the letters TOC. There will be a link that comes to you. And as we've instituted in the past couple months, there is also Zelle. And so you can either email us at give@theoutletcommunity.com, or you can text the number, or in your Zelle portal, enter the number rather, 770-865-5605. Again, thank you all so much for your heart of love and generosity. And we can't wait to see you next time here at The Outlet. God bless.